Welcome to the Apostolic Prophetic Bible Ministry by missionary Ewald Frank. Brother Frank, as the whole world knows him, received his commission to preach the Word of God on April the 2nd, 1962. Since that time, he has ministered in more than 130 countries, speaking to entire nations over radio and TV. His true apostolic teaching is appreciated by God's people around the world. And now, Brother Frank.
Beloved brothers and sisters in Christ, dear friends, ladies and gentlemen, this is Brother Frank speaking to you from the International Mission Center in Krefeld, Germany. I always deem it a privilege to talk to you, and these sermons go worldwide. We now have many stations and countries where the true Word of God is being preached and can be listened to by the various nations around the earth. Beloved, I know a man of God does not address the millions or the billions. The man of God addresses God's people. And if you go to Revelation chapter 2 and 3, you see the Lord as Son of Man walking amidst the seven golden candlesticks. And there you have Him who has the seven stars in His hands, seven messengers to the seven churches. And then you have the angel giving the message to John, and he in turn gave it to us, to all the servants of God. And it says seven times in Revelation 2 and 3, He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the churches. And it says seven times, He that overcometh shall inherit all things. There are seven main promises given to the overcomers in Revelation chapter 2 and 3. In chapter 12, we read about those who overcame the enemy by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Beloved, we do live in a very critical time, and one would actually have to say in a hypocritical time. Many things that are not the truth are being presented as though they were the truth. And then again, that which is the true word of God is being put aside, and the doctrines of men are being published and being preached. So my ministry is as the one of the Apostle Paul to the elect, to those who are chosen for the kingdom of God, to those who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, to those who have the true experience of salvation, who have received a new life in Christ, who can say with the Apostle Paul, now I live no more, but Christ lives in me. Beloved, it must be a reality. It must not only be written in Philippians or Galatians or anywhere else. It must be written in our lives. William Branham, God's servant and prophet, whom I love to mention from time to time because he and his ministry were a tremendous blessing to me. I knew him for 10 years. He used to say, God is his own interpreter. It's absolutely great to know that God has sent a prophet in our generation. I know this doesn't go very well with the people, because if you look into history, many have a prophet or a prophetess as the person who started their religion, who started their denominations. But beloved, I'm not talking about someone who started a religion. I'm not talking about someone who started a new denomination. I'm talking about someone who brought us back to the teachings of the Word of God, who was personally in contact with the Almighty. To be honest, since the days of our Lord, such a ministry was not witnessed on earth as it happened in the life of Brother William Branham, God's servant and prophet. I do not wish to go into detail about his divine call and commission, but I have to tell you, he was a man sent from God with the message of God to the people of God to bring us out of all confusion and to take us back to God and to his word. Then in Revelation chapter 19, in verse 7, we read, let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb has come. Beloved, the purpose of the ministry of John the Baptist was to bring bride and bridegroom together. And he said, the friend of the bridegroom hears his cry. And now this, my joy, is being made full. There are different ministries in the body of Christ. There is the fivefold ministry, apostles, teachers, prophets, evangelists, and pastors. In any case, you can read about the ministries in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 28. You can read about these ministries in Ephesians chapter 4 from verse 11. And you can follow these ministries through the book of Acts and also in the epistles of the apostles. They were for the upbuilding of the body of Christ. But now, the ministry God sent now is to call out the bride from among the church. The bride is within the church. Many are called, few are chosen. So right now, the concern is not only to have local churches. The concern is that the true bright church would find her place in Christ and in the Word of God. Beloved, we could read many scriptures, but it's absolutely necessary to recognize that we cannot remain in wrong teachings and be right before God. There is day and there is light. There is a truth and there is error. One is light and one is darkness. And let me tell you the truth. Many a times the truth is actually covered, is not seen anymore but is being decorated with the interpretations. I will never forget my visit in one of the Far East countries, and you can read it right here on the front page where it says, Welcome Worship Service. And at the entrance to this great and wonderful meeting, there was this pamphlet, and you can have a look on the statements on the back side, and it says Apostolic Creed. And in paragraph 9, it states, in this full gospel church with wonderful worship, I believe in a holy Catholic Church in the communion of saints. I was preaching in this church, and I waited right towards the end before making a few statements about this paragraph. Beloved brothers and sisters, dear friends, I, Brother Frank, I do not believe in any holy church or unholy church. I don't believe in any church in Jerusalem or in any church in Rome or in any church anywhere on earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, who purchased his church on the cross of Calvary. There is no statement in the Holy Scripture that I should believe in the church. I should be baptized into the body of Christ by the baptism of the Holy Spirit, which the body of Christ consists of all the individual members who are born again and also put into the unity by the baptism of the Holy Spirit, submitting under one head, of whom John the Baptist said, I baptize you with water, but the one that comes after me, he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. So Jesus Christ purchased his church. Jesus Christ saved his church. Jesus Christ calls us, and we believe in him as our personal Savior. And then we are being placed into the body of Christ, which is the church of the living God. So we don't believe in any church. We are the church. The true church of Jesus Christ are the believers at this time. But we believe in Jesus Christ. Now here it says, I believe in a holy Catholic church in the communion of saints. You know why I have to mention this? Because all recognized churches have adopted the Nicene Creed, and they repeat Sunday for Sunday, whether it's a full gospel service, a worship service, whatever group it might be, to be around the green table, they all must agree, and they all go into the same direction. They go towards Rome. But the true church of Jesus Christ turns back to the Word, and also to the Word that came forth from Jerusalem. All the true men of God, all the prophets, our Lord, and also the apostles were in Jerusalem. And according to Isaiah chapter 2, the word of God should go forth from Jerusalem and the teaching from Mount Zion. So this needs to be corrected with all the true children of God on the whole earth. But as I tried to say, because all the recognized churches and church denominations have The Apostolic Creed, so called, it's not apostolic. In seven councils, this creed was formulated, starting in the Council of Nicaea 325. It was changed and changed and formulated until it appeared the way it is right now. And by the way, the word dogma comes from the Greek dokaine. And that word dokaine means it seems. It seems. Well, I don't need something that seems right. I need something that is right. And only God is true, and every man is a liar. And the second part, I believe in the communion of saints. When I spoke to the leaders of this great assembly in the Far East, you know what the answer was? Well, with saints, we meet as a congregation. We are the saints. But I said, beloved, when you repeat this creed, then the Roman Church looks upon the saints as those who were canonized, who some when in the course of time were pronounced to be holy. And therefore, you are repeating what the Church has set as a dogma, believing in the dead saints which were canonized, that they are in communion with them, calling upon them in the different prayers. Of course, this did not go well with that church or with their leaders. But beloved, the hour of truth has come, and William Branham, God's servant and prophet, was sent to restore us back to the true teachings, the teaching about God. Who gives a right to bring forth other teachings than the ones existing in the Holy Scriptures? This is the only book on the face of the earth where God meets us and where we meet God. We don't need a single explanation about God or the Godhead. It's all in this book right from the beginning. To make it short and straight, we do not have three individual personalities who are eternal, who are almighty. We have one eternal one, one almighty. But this one, the invisible God, who is spirit, manifested himself right from the beginning. And therefore, in the beginning was the Word. He that did the speaking, he that spoke all things into existence, right in the beginning. And then making a quick trip to the beginning of the New Testament, we understand that the only true God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Israel, who said, I am the Lord your God, thou shalt have no other gods besides me. And even in Mark, the Lord Jesus Christ repeats and says, Hear, O Israel, the Lord your God is one. So we understand that God is one. But this one God manifested himself in various ways. In the New Testament, he became our Father in heaven. And by the only begotten Son, we were placed back into our original position as sons and daughters of God. So in heaven, God is our Father. Therefore, we pray, our Father, who art in heaven, On earth, he manifested himself as Emmanuel, God with us. For God was in Christ, reconciling the world with himself. And then, from the day of Pentecost, the same God dwelt in the church, which is the body of Christ, living members, uniting with the living head. Beloved brothers and sisters, why should we bring strange teachings into the kingdom of God? We have to put away all foreign teachings and believe in one true God. At the same time, we have to say that Jesus' only teaching is unscriptural as well. Beloved brothers, how can you say, using Matthew 17, they saw no one except Jesus only? May I ask you, who did the speaking from on high? This is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased to dwell in. Who did the speaking? Did the Son speak to himself? Or did the Father, right from heaven, spoke? This is my beloved Son. Here is a mystery. In the beloved Son, all the beloved sons and daughters were received by God Almighty. Just as we read in Psalms 2 verse 7, Thou art my Son, today have I begotten thee. So we must go to 1 John chapter 3, 4 and 5 and look into the scripture and find out that we are also begotten from the same God by the same Holy Spirit. And every person that is born again is born of the same Spirit. And therefore, we have received eternal life. Then the other point is, many misunderstood and still misunderstand Matthew 28. And baptizing them into the name. Before I can do the baptism, I must know the name in which God revealed himself as Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. God above us, the same God with us, the same God in us. Three different manifestations for one great purpose to be accomplished in the plan of salvation. Brothers and sisters, you have to take Matthew 28 to Acts 2, 38 to Acts 8 to Acts 10 to Acts 19 to see how the men of God in the first century in apostolic days were all baptizing into the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, recognizing that this is the name above every name, that all who believe should be baptized into this holy and precious New Testament covenant name, the Lord Jesus Christ. Beloved, this is not a new doctrine. This is the oldest doctrine. It goes back 2,000 years ago. I would never accept a new doctrine, only the old teachings which are now being revealed by the Holy Spirit. And God used William Branham to bring us back to the word of truth and give the illumination that we might know the scripture, that we might know the Lord God by divine revelation. Beloved, if we can be of any service to you, please let us know. It's urgent. The time of grace is almost finished. Look up, for your redemption is drawing near. God is calling you. May the blessings of the Almighty rest upon you. And if you feel, just let us know that you were blessed and that you wish to have literature that we're sending out with all the different topics that you might know the scripture and the Lord in a better way. Be blessed with all the blessings of God in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
If you were blessed by this message and would like to know more about what God is doing in our time, we would love to hear from you. Brother Frank has published some booklets and tracts about many important Bible subjects, which are translated into many different languages and are sent out free of charge. You are welcome to order your free copy from Mission Center, P.O. Box 100707 in 47707, Krefeld, Germany.